Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Tomorrow night, there is a college basketball national championship game, and for the first time ever, it will involve the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Joining me right now to talk about that, he is the publisher for RedRaidersSports.com. He's also the color analyst for the men's basketball team at Texas Tech, and he's in Minneapolis, obviously, with the team. Chris Level joining me right now at CBS Sports Radio. Chris Level, it's been too long, my friend. How are you?
My man. Yeah, it has been a while, but good things bring us together, and this is certainly quite the fun story. Been quite the run with this with these boys and Coach Beard, and we'll see if they got 40 more minutes in them.
Yeah, let's start with the run. It's not just Michigan, Gonzaga, Michigan State, now potentially Virginia, but we'll get to that in a second. But it's Beeline, it's Few, and it's Izzo for Chris Beard going on. I mean, the gauntlet of blue blood programs, but the head coaches on the other side too are amazing. Take us inside the Chris Beard experience a little bit, Chris, as someone who's with the team day to day.
Yeah, when he took the job here 3 years ago, he stood up there at the podium and he starts talking about winning championships and coaching on Monday night and all of these things. And if you don't know him, you kind of start to roll your eyes. You're thinking, man, he does he know where he's at? Does he know what just job he just took? We just want to get to the tournament, coach. I mean, what are you talking about all this other stuff that is probably unrealistic? That's just not how Beard operates. And all of this in 3 years has come true. I mean, he's sending guys to the NBA. They went to the Elite Eight last year. They snapped Kansas's streak of 14 years in a row and won a championship this year. And he's coaching on a Monday night tomorrow night. And it's just hard to process. My favorite thing, I've known Chris for about 20 years since he came to Lubbock with Coach Knight back in about 2000, is that he's the pure basketball guy. He's the junior college guy. He's the D2 guy. He's the ABA guy. You know, when he's coaching that team in South Carolina, they have no practice facility, and he's just trying to hang out with these guys, buying a beer, trying to keep them engaged and all that, and they go 29-0. And he's just doing it because he just loves the sport so much. And that's been the fun part about watching him kind of be treated like a rock star this week and winning these awards, and everybody's kind of getting to know him because this is the same guy that we knew that was just coaching at Angelo State and McMurray College too. I mean, and this is just who he is. They prepare for Savannah State just like it was Villanova, and that's the truth. And I'm in on a lot of that. And I see, before some of these telecasts back in like say in November, you got a non-conference home game, and you're getting ready for some team you're probably favored by 28 points over. And I'm thinking after I listen to Beard talk to the team about this team, I'm like, man, this team's got a chance to come in here and win. And then you go out and you win by 40. But that's what he. That's the beauty of his ability to connect with these kids. Is he just the prep, the motivation, and all that stuff? And it's been quite a ride, and hopefully it's not over.
Chris Level, RedRaidersSports.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. I just had an NBA expert on last hour, Chris, Brian Geltzeiler, say that he thought Jared Culver would be a top He would take him top 5 to 7 somewhere in the NBA draft. How good has this kid been this year for the Red Raiders?
Yeah, he's been everything. Big 12 Player of the Year. What's funny about Jarrett is he was not even first team All Big 12 before the season started, and now he's obviously Big 12 Player of the Year. He did not play great last night, and I think that's what makes you feel pretty good about your chances tomorrow night. Is he's usually good for 15 to 20 every night out. Last night, I mean, he goes to the halftime with 1 point, but he hit that big three at the end of the game. Hit a couple of floaters there in the second half. Finished with 9 points, but. Yeah, he's a two-way player, I think, and that's somewhat rare. I think that Jason Tatum is a very good comparison for him. I think he's a tremendous character kid, and that's what the NBA folks really, really like is he's just so selfless. He does play defense. He can beat you with the shot and the pass, and I think he's going to make an NBA team look really smart because he's got so much upside, and there's not much downside just because of how well-rounded his game is and how good of a kid he is.
Chris, Matt Mooney, it feels like sometimes in the Final Four, the most outstanding player, sometimes it's a guy who winds up being a lottery pick in the NBA, but sometimes it just winds up being a guy who doesn't go on to necessarily play at the next level, but just is a damn good college basketball player. And it feels like that's what we're watching in Matt Mooney. He was huge last night. What's that kid like?
Well, he's very quiet. He's a gym rat. He's got an old man game and body and all that, but my favorite thing is his Twitter handle, Moonswag. So he is clearly a guy you can root for. And what's funny about Matt is like 5 years ago, he actually played in Lubbock against Texas Tech for Air Force. So that's how far he went from Air Force to just for various coaching changes, Air Force to South Dakota and now to Texas Tech. But his career will end on the biggest of stages, and boy, the other night, I mean, he had a couple of one shining moments, with some of those threes and just his ability to finish at the rim and just kind of took over. As I said, Jarrett was really struggling. Michigan State did a good job, and Matt just took over. He was a playmaker last night. It was special to watch, and the kid he came to Texas Tech because he just wanted a little postseason experience. I just want to be able to see what it's like to play in the tournament. And you can't even imagine in your wildest dreams that you're thinking, okay, I'm going to go here and we're going to get to the Final Four. Are you kidding me? And then we're going to play for it all. I mean, that's just not supposed to happen. But this is where he finds himself. And Tariq Owens is no different. Came from St. John's for the same reason. And both of these kids have a chance to win a national championship.
Yeah, what's the latest on Tariq Owens? We saw him limp off last night and then jog back to the bench.
He's got a boot on today. They're still talking like he's going to give it a go. I think that it wasn't near as bad as it looked. I think because he doesn't weigh much, I think it helps just because he doesn't have a ton of weight on that frame of his. But I think he's absolutely going to give this thing a shot. Now, what can he give him? How long can he go? All those kinds of things. I don't know if we know the answer to that. And I think that they're just glad that the game's not being played tonight, that they've got another day of – because he's getting therapy every 2 hours. He's walking around here with a smile on his face, and he's still got the same positive attitude. And kid, he was just all over the place last night. I mean, ended up on the floor for several different reasons, diving for loose balls, trying to block shots. I mean, that's who he is. And it'll hurt if he can't give you anything tomorrow. There's no doubt about that. But as I said about Culver, I think that, him having a rough game the other night, he just doesn't do that in back-to-back games. He's going to have a chance to redeem himself. But hopefully Tariq can do some things tomorrow night.
Chris Lovell, RedRaidersports.com, joining me on the show. Chris, you've been covering Red Raider sports for a long time. I guess I'm just curious, as someone who has been, like we said earlier, around the team day to day, around all the teams at Texas Tech, on a fairly frequent basis, what were your emotions like last night at that game, finally watching a Texas Tech team get to the precipice of a major, major championship for the school?
There was a little bit of shock. I think just kind of what, but then when it sets in a little bit, I had some close friends there that we've been around Lubbock a long time, and you've kind of suffered, and there's been a lot of drama in Lubbock with the athletic department over the years, as we all know. And it's emotional. I know, I'm just being honest with you. I think it's just because it means so much to a lot of people. I mean, sports, that's the beautiful thing about sports. It just means so much to people for different reasons, whatever those reasons are. But, this is a fun one because of how pure it is. The coach, these kids, and there's no drama or no FBI crap or anything associated with this program, and just a bunch of kids that are just squeezing everything they can out of their own ability, and their coach is trying to pull everything he can out of them and telling them to stop and smell the roses along the way and enjoying the process and all that. But I mean, this clearly eclipses Harrell and Crabtree. It eclipses, in my opinion, Marcia Sharpe's national championship in 1993 for just kind of putting your program and your school on the map for all the right reasons. And I make no apologies about that, but this is special right now, and hopefully they can finish it the right way.
And pretty cool seeing Patrick Mahomes at the game last night supporting the crew too, I bet.
Absolutely, yeah. He was there with Travis Kelce. Pat, actually, I've known Pat very, very for several years, obviously, since do the football stuff, and he came and talked to the team before the game. That was a lot of fun. I mean, then NFL MVPs just sitting in there talking to these guys. He's just normal. He's kind of a peer because he was in school with some of these older kids on this team, and yet he's sitting there, the NFL MVP, and there's this monster over on the side named Travis Kelce that Pat likes to throw the ball to. Le'Veon Bell was there last night. I mean, there was just, I'm sitting there, I turn around, and Jim Boeheim and Tubby Smith are right behind me. John Thompson's walking right by me. I hung out talking to Ernie Johnson yesterday at the shoot-around. I mean, it's just an unbelievable experience for us so far.
Yeah, no, you got it pretty good, my man. No doubt about that. Chris Level, RedRaidersSports.com. Last thing, we got about a minute before I let you go. Texas Tech wins the national championship tomorrow if, fill in the blank.
I think if Culver goes, if he scores 20, game over. They win. And it won't be easy to do, but if he scores 20 points, they'll get it done. They're going to have to make some plays whenever there's not necessarily the plays to make. But he's the kind of kid, and that's why the NBA folks like him, that he can hit those big shots, contested shots, but if he gets 20, it's game over.
20 in a game that's going to be played in the high 50s probably, so it'll feel like he's getting 40 out there if he gets 20 tomorrow night. No doubt about that. Chris Level, RedRaidersSports.com, and you can, of course, get him on Twitter at Chris Level. Hey, Chris, man, really good to catch up with you. Congrats to the Red Raiders and the whole crew following the Red Raiders. Enjoy that game tomorrow night, man. These don't come along very often.
Sean, keep hope alive, brother. I appreciate you having me on, my man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.